You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.
How's it going, Los Angeles? This is Startup with Monique Leray. I'm Monique Leray. I'm back in the country in sunny, beautiful Laguna Beach, California. Thanks for spending part of your Memorial Day with me. I'm excited about today's show. We have a lot of people lined up. Although the flaw in the plan is I didn't remember that it was a holiday weekend and people are out having fun, which is what I should be doing. But I'm here with you and we're talking about startups and entrepreneurship. And I want to have so many things to share with you guys. So first off, I want to say thank you to our sponsors and our supporters of the channel. We are slowly trucking to September this year, which will mark our fifth year on the air. I'm so grateful to so many people for holding this little show together at times when I didn't think it would still go. And of course, I don't give up. The station's owner, Sam, shout out to Sam. He's still hanging there in there with me, and he often says that I'm tenacious and I don't give up. And I really do appreciate that compliment, and that observation about myself. I am tenacious and I don't give up, and I will continue to do that. A lot of things behind the scenes people just don't know about this show. Why don't I share? But first, before I do, I'm going to give a shout out again to my sponsors, Michael Solberg Family Wines, Leah Solberg. Thank you so much for being a sister, a friend, and a supporter of the channel. Dr. Jess, shout out to Dr. Jess. Thank you for your support of the channel. Shane Hyman, who's at Next Level Global Solutions. Thank you so much for your support of this channel and being a brother to me and a family friend and a visionary, quite frankly. Also, thank you to everyone that listens, tunes in, and restreams. Sam says he restreams this. We're now up to over 15,000. I think it's 15,000, 25,000. Restreams and just original streams and captures per month, which I'm blown away by. Sam and I had a conversation while I was away, and he shared those numbers with me. And I have to tell you, he's on his numbers, and I can't believe that I'm reaching that many people. But I kind of can believe it because if you look at what we talk about, there's not a lot of people in the culture that speak to this, right? That look like myself, that talk about startups and the struggles and the triumphs, quite frankly. So I'm really grateful that we could create a space within the entertainment world and business world. Guys, I just got home from Europe. What a trip. What a trip. I got to tell you, there's highs, there's lows, there's things that I just can't believe, and beautiful things too. I was there for my MBA program. As a lot of you know, I'm doing my master's in business right now, and we have an annual trip. Sometimes it's in Asia, sometimes it's in Greece, and there's other locations. We happened to be at Greece this year. I had the pleasure to be with, I think, four other cohorts. I think there was two other business MBAs and then like another. Anyway, there was a bunch of us. And we explored Greece and Athens, and I've got to tell you, I'm very impressed with what they put together, who we met. We met heads of state. We were at Parliament. We got to go in their, you know, their Capitol building and learn more about Greece's history. And I didn't know this about Greece. I guess in 2008, 2009, there was a financial crisis there, and they were able to get themselves out of it. And I guess as entrepreneurs, as startup-preneurs, as people who are in business, we could learn a lot from their economic crisis. They were able to renegotiate their debt and pay it back, I think, all within 3 or 4 years. I have notes, and I took a lot of notes, but I wanted to capture some of it in my mind. And I guess we can apply that to our lives. We can apply, you know, never giving up and renegotiating your deals, right? Revisiting things and communicating. And I think that was my big takeaway, was that everything can be renegotiated. Everything can be brought back to the table, and good, clear communication about intentions and what you can and cannot do. I can't stress enough how important that is in everyday business and startups. I myself do that all the time. And I believe that you know, sometimes I got to tell you, as entrepreneurs, we might bite things too much off, right? Maybe we say we can do something and things fall through. Other people aren't moving pieces on the board and you're trying to move all the pieces. So going back, renegotiating, talking to people is the way. Also, I want to just give a shout out to Sonder, Laguna Beach. It's a beautiful view here. I love coming over here. They are very nearby where I live, and I enjoy coming here, and they host me whenever I want to sit outside with you guys. So sometimes it's good to get out and get some fresh air. So shout out to Sonder Hotel here on PCH in Laguna Beach. Getting back to the Greece thing. We also went to a place called Stimulus Bank. Shout out to Stimulus Bank. We met their CEO. We took a tour of their bank. And I guess this bank reimagined how they were banking. You know, the European Union and their euro and the way that they move money is quite different than the U.S. dollar, but kind of similar, right? So I learned that, you know, as a collective, and if you've ever been to Europe, you know, the culture just moves differently, right? We're faster, we hustle, we're capitalists, a lot of us, and we're looking to just close that deal and make that money. Europe's a little slower. They take their afternoon siestas, their smoke breaks. They move in a slower way. If you've ever gone there, I have to tell myself, I'm in Europe now, Monique, slow down. Don't, it's not like this. You know, when you order something, it's going to take a moment. It's going to, things just move at a different pace. So I think that that kind of all adds up, right? Like when you go out and you're, you know, networking and you're doing business, you have to get the groove of that and vibe of that place that you're at. And oftentimes when we travel, it's good to have that in the back of your mind. What else? We also met with, I believe he was a councilman or, excuse me, he was an attorney for Lufthansa Airlines in the C-suite of that company. And I found to learn more about Lufthansa that I didn't know at all. I don't think I've ever flown them. I think sometimes I've looked at their flights. I almost did before, haven't had the pleasure, but learning more about their work culture is eye-opening and wonderful. And, you know, I think, you know, when we're looking at if we're looking at this globally, and a lot of our businesses are going to go global, you know, you want to think locally, well, be local, think global for a lot of things. Looking at some of these companies and the way they move, right, in different regions of the world really can teach you something. What I'm learning, like I said before, is that you have to know where you are and who your client is, how that culture moves, how they move their euro or their dollar or their yen or whatever the currency is, and really be formidable to the culture and what they need. And a lot of American companies can do that. Now, you know, you might ask yourself, why do we care, right? Why do we care about Europe? Why do we care about Africa? Why do we care about Asia? Why do we care about other areas of the world? Well, we are in trade, right? We're in trade with everybody. We are the United States of America. So there's people that represent all countries here. So when you're starting your brand, you want to always be thinking, where does my brand live? Oftentimes, in my other life, when I was doing reality casting and now pitching, I'd go to a production house or a network and they'd said, where does your show live? Right? So you have to be thinking, where's this distributed? Who's the consumer? What is their culture? What are they looking at? How are they moving? And you can do that with all businesses. So, you know, whether it's a candle business or we had Corey Mosley, shout out to Corey's Cookies. We had her and gave her a full show before we left. She, you know, started off small and just helping American soldiers, right, overseas. That was a labor of love for her. And now her cookies have gone regional. And now because she was on Oprah's Favorite Things, perhaps she's going global now. I have to ask her what she's doing. But maybe in her kitchen when she started her cookies, she wasn't thinking that. But we want to be. Maybe she was. But you want to be thinking that because you might catch fire and you might just blow up in a good way. So just some fun takeaways from that. There I was able to there's a thing called SeaJets. So I jumped on SeaJets and went to one of the islands because Greece has 227 inhabitable islands as of now. But they have many more islands. And so out of the 227, I went to one of them, which is called Mykonos. And I guess this was a party island. I guess I should have known that. One of my friends said, of course you're Mykonos, you know? And I said, listen, I just wanted to get out of Athens and see more. I often find that when I'm drawing a conclusion about a place or I want to have a, you know, a favorable opinion, I want to also see different areas, right? You go to New York, perhaps you just don't go to Manhattan. Perhaps you go to Bronx or Brooklyn or Queens and you gather more information about what it is, the food, the people, the lifestyle, and you can see if you like it or not. So for myself, Mykonos was, you know, on the bucket list. I was so close with my school. Mind you, you know, I'm still balling on a budget. I have many things that I'm financing, including my films and life. And I went on a thing called Sea Jets. And I'm very impressed. I'm not often on a boat. They were amazing. Sea Jets was a high-powered, I'm seeing cars, they're bringing down the arm or the floor of this boat. I'm seeing motorcycles being loaded on. I'm seeing cars being loaded on. There's another boat next to us, and they're loading up trucks and goods in and out of that island. And I really was just noticing the business and the commerce, right? Because I look at things like that for some reason. My brain is wired that way, often like a lot of us entrepreneurs do. And I'm like, wow, these are really main veins to Athens, to the main area of this country. And of course, Mykonos is very much the tourist attraction, tourist island. I landed there on the Sea Jet. Americans everywhere. You can hear Greek being spoken. You can also hear some French, but a lot of it was English, American English. And there's British, of course, because of the proximity, but a lot of us Americans are there. Lots of cruise ships landing and people coming in and out and exploring. So I really got to see a different side of Greece and what drives that little island. And I want to say a shout out to everyone that was there that I've met. There was a lot of beautiful shops that I've walked in and talked to people. So, you know, oftentimes we post things, and I say this a lot in my personal posts, but social media is a highlight reel. A lot of things were going on in the background that people just won't see. You know, I was up doing California, American business, while also with a rigorous, you know, MBA schedule, being physically present, mentally present, and then also emails and taking a few moments to enjoy myself. So sometimes a photo, you know, they say, what is a picture? It says 1,000 words, but maybe there's more words than that, right? Because you're writing 2, 3, 4 lines and you're doing different things and you want to be present in that moment. I want to just say again, thank you so much to all the Greek people that I met and the Americans and the British, but all the wonderful entrepreneurs and just locals. And thank you for sharing your culture with me. There are places I'd like to go back and visit, and you definitely don't want to go there by yourself, which I was there, but you're never really alone, right? You meet people and you make friends, but it's a very cool place. And, I look forward to maybe going back one day. I feel like I've gotten my fix for a while. I'm definitely, happy to be home and be with you guys. Now let's cover a couple items, on the list here as far as production. We're looking at June 19th to stream the first film, the first full. Meanwhile, I'm also editing that film. I mean, I've got it on my laptop, sending my editor notes. So there was many things going on. If I'm transparent, I'm quite exhausted. I often think that I bite too much off. But what pulls me forward is seeing you guys every week. And what pulls me forward is really trying to honor, you know, the commitments that I make. And so with that, Juneteenth, we will be streaming the first of my 3 films, the Pandemic Project documentary. And I know a lot of you are so ready to see it, and some of you are over it, and maybe you'll never see it. I hope you do. I want you to know it is not a political film. I feel that a lot of networks and production companies and conglomerates have covered that angle of it. It is all about entrepreneurship. It is about us, who we were in this once in 100-year event. It is 20 cities around America, myself, Gentry Stanley, a fellow producer, and Christopher John. We, all 3 of us, went top to bottom in the U.S., from Alaska to Puerto Rico, from New York to Dallas, to Chicago, to Las Vegas. And we just talked to people, right? Talked to entrepreneurs, found out how they were shifting, find out how they were making it. Some people quit a job that they've been at 10, 20 years and decided to find their own way. And the pandemic was the wake-up call that they needed or the catalyst that helped them push forward to do that. So my film is very much about those things. It's not about politics or who's president, who's not president, or if you should take the shot, if you shouldn't take the shot, or who you're voting for, or who you're not voting for, or your tax cut. It was about who you were. And so if these people share their views, they have a platform to do that. Never did we ask, for them to share any political leanings. And we kind of feel like this film is about who we were as people. So it's a time capsule, okay, guys? So I want you to remember, if you stream my film, you're going to have that. You're not going to have an earful of propaganda, because I don't have that here. We're not doing that here. So that opened up the door. And then following that will be the second one, the pandemic film, which is the international version. We did 40 countries in 22 months for that. And the following one is a combination of both, which is the endemic document. So hopefully those two will be done this year. Again, my plate is completely and entirely full. But if you look at Roku and YouTube on June 19th and you see us, please, get some popcorn. It's 90 full minutes. I'm excited about some of the edit features we have. The film is different. I hope that you guys like what we've done. A lot of people behind the scenes have supported this. I wasn't able to do it without them. People said, how did you do this? How did you get the money for it? I got to tell you, and I've said this before, had I waited for a big check from a network to do this, I would have never done it. It was just something that I felt pushed to do. It was just something I knew I could do. And there was often times I'd leave and I'd have $500 in my account, right? Or $1,000, or not enough to finish the travels. And I was literally doing deals in the airport. And that will be in my book, right? Like how you move in these most impossible times as an entrepreneur, you make things happen. Just do it. Like Nike. Shout out to Nike. Just do it. People saw my vision. People embraced it. People pushed behind me. So there is a space when you have an idea that you can find your vibe, attract your tribe. It's true. You can find the energy and the people to support. You just have to tell them what you're doing, and you really have to hustle. To say, that a lot of, and so I think someone I was speaking to in South Africa, shout out to Peter, he's an attorney there, and he's a business attorney. And he's an attorney. Anyway, he said, I want you to be in one piece. And I said, I think I'm still in one piece. And I really didn't understand what he was saying until probably the end of last year. It does catch up to you. Even though I think that I'm Wonder Woman, even though I think I'm made of steel, I'm not. And it does catch up with you if you have other things going on. You have to tend to yourself, and you really do have to have balance. So if you are a go-getter like myself, and you have to go towards the things that balance you. And for me, it's family and friends and quiet time. I know you guys probably don't believe I have quiet time, but I do. So, yes, that is the update there. Production-wise, we have something coming up on June 2nd. The Cameron Boyce Foundation is benefiting epilepsy research. That's going to be really great. It's red carpet. There's going to be celebrities. There will be some Twilight stars. If you guys are a fan of Twilight, which I love Twilight. I mean, come on, vampires and Seattle and romance. Yes, that's my jam. So there are going to be some people, some main characters there. So I'm very excited about that. I feel like there were some brands out besides C-Jets, which I would, if you're going to go to Greece, I would definitely encourage you to look them up. Very high powered, beautiful, sleek jets. And they go every hour or two back and forth from the main island and most islands. Who else do you want to give a shout out to? I want to give a shout out to, I will do that. I will make a list and I will give out the props for their due. Cameron Boyce Fundings. Then this fall, we have the Emmys, of course. The Emmys Celebrity Gifting Suite. There's kids on the beach here. The Emmys Week Celebrity Gifting Suite. We're partnering up with Heather Marinara and her group. I'm excited to do that. And of course, as of 2 days ago, if this is the 26th, as of yesterday, it was George Floyd Forever Day. As some of you know, I helped create that memorial for and with Uncle Selwyn and his family for George Floyd. And so that is something I know that is a fiery topic for a lot of people. But for me, it was a no-brainer just because I saw that this was an uncle mourning the loss of his nephew that he loved very much. And his goal there is this act where if you're in any medical distress, if there are police authorities involved, they have to render you health aid and get you the medical assistance that you need. So that's what George Floyd Forever Day is about. Shout out to Uncle Selwyn and his family and the Hope 99 and everything that they're doing. It's for good. Fun fact, he also didn't get any of the settlement money. He actually had, you know, on their motorcycles out here, guys. He actually has been able to do this on his own. So he, like a lot of us, is a startup in so many ways. He has done this himself. So, you know, we can rethink and reshape our points of view about things if we have more information. Because, you know, you don't have that. You know, he's been very transparent about who he is and saying his nephew was not a perfect person, and neither am I. None of us are. But he was still a human being, and he has rights. And so we want to push that conversation forward and make the world better and safer for everybody. So if we can draw anything from George Floyd Forever Day on May 25th, it would be that everyone can have medical attention when they need it during a crisis. And of course, if there's excessive force present. And so he changed the world, whether we want to have that conversation or not. And again, my show is not political, and I hate that this conversation is political, but coming from a human perspective, that's where we are with that. All right. So shifting to more things. An update on the show. September 8th will be our 5-year anniversary show here on the Startup LA Talk Radio. I'm so excited to be able to bring that to you. And we have a very special guest coming on that day. I won't tell you who he is yet. But I will say this. He is somebody who started from the ground up. When I say the ground up, I mean it. He's now running successful multiple businesses. And I have the pleasure of knowing him. And he's a really great person. And he puts his whole heart into it. And I'm really excited about. Listen, BCH has the right idea. Everybody's partying, guys. So I'm really excited to bring him to you because he and I can have a candid conversation and just pull back the layers of the onion for you. And he can share how he did it, right? When you're sitting there, I have an allergy, guys, sorry about that. When you're sitting there and you're having this idea, this brainstorm, and you're leaning in with ideas, how do you bring it from zero to De Niro? How do you make that happen? Especially if you have other challenging things around you, right? Challenging life circumstances, living arrangements, lack of capital. How do you do it? So seeing someone that's actually done it and is doing it from absolutely nothing is quite inspirational to me. I try to surround myself with those so I can learn. So that individual will be here on Sunday, September 8th. I'm very excited. I just booked him. We've got some other great guests. Hopefully some of them will join me at some point. Anybody here, Sam? Sam will text me and let me know here. It is Memorial Day weekend, and I should have thought of that. People are probably just enjoying a nice day out with some iced tea or a beer or something. Guys, if you're not following us, please start following us. We would love your like and follow and share. You can find us on all the platforms at the Startup of Monique LeRae, and that's spelled exactly how it looks right here on your screen. Boom. We're on Instagram. We are on Facebook, Twitter, X, and LinkedIn. Well, I'm on LinkedIn personally. We're going to grow that, right? We're going to start making separate pages for that. And okay, I think Sam texted me, but I can't see, but he'll let me know. So, you know, also I've been having conversations with Sam about how to grow this brand and put it on more platforms, right? We're streaming everywhere, but we're not streaming everywhere. So we want to grow this brand. So in a minute, you're going to see this thing go. I'll be in studio more often, but I do like my remotes. What do you guys think? Should we go back to the studio every Sunday, or do you enjoy my remote, real life, real deal streamings? Oftentimes I'm in my car, or I'm here at Sonder, or I'm at home, or, you know, I'm in the, I feel like I did a show in the airport in Bangkok. Or no, Udon Thani in Thailand. I think we did a show there. And I find that the ones on the road, people like that real deal thing. It kind of stresses Sam out probably a little bit that I'm so remote. We definitely want to be stable, but I think seeing it gritty and real is kind of part of our charm. At least that's what I think. But let us know. Send me an email. If you guys have a startup idea, if you're looking for a network of people who will support you, and or you have an idea for the show, or you have somebody that you want on the show, we would love to hear from them. The Startup with Monique LeRae at gmail.com. The Startup with Monique LeRae at gmail.com. Send us an email. Let us know what we can do to make the show better. Although, I really kind of like to go with the flow. I let the guests kind of steer the ship. You know, we just let them talk. Tell us your experience. That's our format. Our format is just keep it real and keep it transparent. Wow, guys. It's a beautiful day at the beach. I have my sweater on for some reason. I'm cold. So next week, we've got some amazing guests. And I want to say that we're covering many topics. I'm excited because my show also is able to house not just media and production entrepreneurs, but everybody, right? From cannabis to cookies to tech, to everywhere. All right, I'm getting another message, so maybe it's time. Maybe we have someone here in the wings and we can bring them on here. All right. How's it going?
Good.
Welcome to the startup.
Thank you. How are you doing?
I'm well. I'm outside getting a little sunshine, and I was just sharing with the listeners that it's Memorial Weekend, and that slipped my mind until I realized it was Memorial Day weekend.
It happens, right?
Thank you for sharing part of your holiday weekend with us. Why don't we go full screen, Ben? Introduce yourself to the listeners and viewers and tell us about your brand. Let's go full screen, Sam.
All right. Thanks, Monique. So my name is Ben McClellan. I am one of the co-founders of a company called Ethical Scaling. And my business partner and I, my business partner is Jay Gonsalves. We wrote a book called The Customer Success Manifesto. And so what we are really passionate about is helping online businesses create amazing client experiences. So we've been doing that for about 4 years now. We're a consulting approach with our clients. So I'm excited to be here and happy to chat with you, Monique.
All right. Wonderful. Listen, anything with a manifesto in it, it always, my ear perks up. And especially if you're leaning in and you're wanting to create a beautiful environment for your customers and clients alike. So I'm really excited about your book. I'm waiting for my copy in the mail. I know it's on its way.
Uh-oh. You don't have it yet. We'll make sure you get it. That's no problem.
Absolutely. And listen, Congratulations. I know what that takes. I mean, I'm launching my book, I Speak Narcissist, which I think will be a script on some level. And it just came to me. And that'll be launching on the 4th of July on Amazon. But I understand that work. And why don't you walk us through this? Like, how long did it take for you to get this book going? And what was your process?
Yeah. So to be fully transparent, Jay, as I said, he's my business partner. It was almost 2 years ago. It was July of, 2022. And he said to me one day, he said, I'm going to write a book. And I was like, okay. and he's
Happy
like,
Monday.
exactly. And he said, you know, I'll have it drafted in 30 days. So he kind of, you know, locked himself away. He was still working with clients, and he's, you know, he's a machine when it comes to these things. But 30 days later, you know, he brought me a draft, and, you know, it was really mind blowing to me. Like, you know, I have a lot of experience with client experience, but Jay's got an engineering background, and that's how his mind works. I'm a little more on the visionary side of things. So, sure. You know, what he did, though, is he took the process that we had been taking clients through and broke down a lot of the psychological aspects of it, so that it wasn't just like a high level kind of fluff or marketing approach to customer success. We really wanted to make it so that you could read the book and go, oh, these are the four archetypes that Ben and Jay teach, and this is how I can apply that to my business and my clients. So it's a combination of, you know, philosophy and psychology, but also with some very tangible things that readers can take and start to implement in their businesses. Oh, you're muted, Monique.
Yes.
Okay.
Very interesting there, because, you know, you make a good point, and I think the way that you execute it is wise. We have to remember we're dealing with people, with human beings. There is psychology behind this. There are, you know, shared experiences and unshared experiences. There is mechanics behind sales and marketing and working with people. And you got to be smart. And I think that this manifesto, when I get my hands on it, I'm really excited to see, you know, and dive in. How many pages does one have to commit to your book?
Yeah. So, you know, I sent it to one of my mentors, and he said, this is more of a Bible than a book.
Okay.
So what he meant by that is, you know, it's something that you have on your desk and you reference it, right? And so, okay. I'm happy to share, you know, a couple of what I think are the key ingredients that we share. But that, again, it's, you know, over 200 pages, so it is intense. Okay. But if you take it just a chunk at a time and try and apply one of the concepts, like expectation management, right? If business owners just master that one thing, you'll see your reputation improve, you'll get more referrals, you'll probably get more testimonials, and your clients or customers will want to purchase from you more and more.
Let's do that. Why don't we go full screen, Sam? And why don't we give you, let's take 5 minutes to go over some highlights here, Ben.
Sure. Happy to do sure. it. Yep, sure.
All right.
So, you know, like I was saying, if there's one thing that you can master when it comes to customer or client satisfaction, it's expectation management. And one of the things that we see with our clients is they might do okay in the sales process of setting the proper expectations and understanding their customers' expectations. But what often happens is when the fulfillment team steps in, or when fulfillment is kind of handling the ball, they might talk about expectations, but they don't do a great job of consistently checking in with clients and customers around, hey, this was your expectation when you started. You know, how is it going now? Because what inevitably happens is, one, customer or client expectations can change, right? And if we're not having an ongoing conversation or communication around that, then we won't know, and we won't know how to best serve them, right? But two, it could be there. Oftentimes, like, someone will set a goal, right? And they'll say, in 4 months, I want my business to be here. Okay, great. As their guide, if you're guiding this person, you need to lay out what we use as a simple equation: time times effort equals result. Okay. So let's say someone comes to you and they want to double their business in the next, you know, 4 months, just as an example. Well, if you tell them they have to do about 10 hours of work a week with your method or approach in order to have a shot at that, that's great, right? But now if we get a month in and I have a check-in with this client or customer and they say, oh, it's been going great. You know, I've been doing 3 hours a week. I feel like I'm moving forward, but I don't know if I'm going to, you know, really get to that doubling of the business in 4 months. you have to just pause and say, hey, look, you know, Monique, there's no shame in that. But remember when you started and we talked about you needing to do about 10 hours of work a week in order to have a shot at doubling? Well, you said you're doing about three, right? So that's less than half. So we can do a couple things. We don't need to change the goal, but we either need to increase the intensity, which is the amount of time and effort you're putting in each week, or we need to lengthen the timeline, right? Now, we teach our clients to have these kinds of conversations, and the feedback that we get is, you know what? Now that me and my team are having these conversations with clients, they're not feeling like failures. So they're not unplugging from the process or ghosting us or asking for a refund or, you know, whatever can happen when expectations aren't met. Rather, what they're doing is the client is readjusting, resetting their expectation, and they're staying engaged in our process. So, you know, hopefully from what I'm sharing here, you guys can see how important expectation management is. And it doesn't matter what type of business you have. Again, I'm talking more about service-based types of businesses where you have clients that you're engaging with, but this is any business. If there's a mismanagement of expectations from sales to onboarding to when you're actually serving those customers, then you're going to run into challenges.
Wow. That is really the way you broke that down, brought a lot of things to my mind. And I'm just going to share it right off top. Sure. Let's be honest. A lot of us, a lot of people, and I did do this in the past. And I think, you know, it's, do you really want the feedback?
Yeah,
right? Yeah, like, do you really want to hear the truth? Did I drop the ball? Can I handle that? You know, you've got this inner psychology, and you said your manifesto is laced with that. But if you guys are in business, you have to listen to the truth. You have to get the feedback, and you have to have enough brass, if you will, about yourself to take that in and to not take it personal. Take it as a growth opportunity. Mm-hmm. And I love that you're saying that this is, it's constantly changing. It is like a science.
Yeah.
It's like working out, right? You want to mm-hmm. lose that 10 pounds, you want to get more muscle and get that body fat down. You're constantly changing the atmosphere in your body. And so I like that it doesn't just start in with the discovery call or the mm-hmm. exit call.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know, I'll say this too. It's like, you know, as business owners, I don't know about you, but I definitely get excited about growing the business, right? And I think a lot of owners do. And it's easy to get kind of hyper-focused on marketing and sales. And oftentimes founders are really good and really strong in those areas, and oftentimes lacking on the, you know, post-sale types of things. But, you know, here's the thing. It's like, can we find a balance of continuing to grow the company, but being really conscious of, am I creating great relationships with my customers? Because if you want to be sustainable, right, and you want to be in this long term, the relationships with your customers and people following your brand, like that's the pinnacle. And that, especially now, as you know, there's some economic challenges and people are maybe being a little more picky about where they spend and things like that. As owners, the better we can do with customer and client relationships, like the better your business is going to be.
Listen, Ben, with this, he dropped the bomb on us, guys. He's at church. He's taking us to startup church today. Ben, a pleasure. We should have you come back and dive deeper, since it's a 200-page manifesto. You're dropping the knowledge that we didn't know we needed this Sunday. Thank you for being with us. Where can people find you? Where can they buy the book? How can we support you?
Yeah. So, and I appreciate it. Amazon, we've got the book on Amazon. It's, you know, Kindle, it's on Audible, it's on iTunes, you know, any of those platforms. You can also go to our website if you like. It's just ethicalscaling.com. So, you know, anywhere you want to get it is great. And Monique will make sure you get a physical copy of that as well.
I will. I want to add it to my beautiful growing bookcase. I'm excited to get my hands on it. Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here, to have you be here. And I hope you come back soon.
Yeah. Thanks so much, Monique. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Ben. Be well. All right, guys, that was Ben. And I really like how he's speaking and what he's saying. God, I can't wait to get my hands on this manifesto. What do you guys think? was anything that Ben just shared something that you could apply to your business? I know I can. Every day I get up, I want to be a better person, better business owner. I want to grow. And we do not know it all. Do not get stuck in your ways, guys. Do not. You have to shift. Go where the energy is and listen to your clients and have your boundaries, business boundaries and standards, right? But always be communicating and reinforcing what you can and can't do, but listen to what they want. And like Ben said, you know, they get set up for this goal and he's saying it's going to take X and they're only giving you H, right, to get to that goal. And just say, okay, well, let's look at your schedule and what you have on your plate. Like, we still want you to get to X, but what are you putting in the mix to get there, right? So a lot of times people are ashamed or shy or, you know, hey, I got these challenges. I got this. Hey, man, what are you dealing with? We can do anything. If you just tell me what you're dealing with, we can fix it. We can move mountains together. Tell me what you're working with, and I'll tell you what I can do, what I cannot do. And that, yeah, that was really a word that we needed here on a Sunday. Sam, is our next guest in the wings? He's going to text me and let me know. If so, just pop them on. If not, I'll just keep chatting. All right, guys, if you're not following us, please follow us at The Startup with Monique LeRae. I'm Monique LeRae Stinson. Oftentimes people ask me if I'm using my last name and why. My daddy was like, you're not using my last name. And it's not like that. It is Monique LeRae. Sounds more snazzy, right, for the radio. Monique LeRae Stinson is great, too. The LeRae is short for my middle name, and so I go with Monique LeRae, in case you wanted to know. I don't see, I think Sam's saying no, so we'll just keep talking until you guys have to go. What are your plans for Memorial Day? Entrepreneurs, I want to hear from you. What do you do when it's a holiday weekend and you have so much to do, but nobody's in the office? Nobody's, unless maybe they're in another time zone and perhaps they're back to work. But what do you do on a holiday weekend? Do you actually enjoy as startup entrepreneurs, as scalable entrepreneurs? Do you guys know how to relax? I don't. I don't know how to relax. How do you relax, guys? I would love to hear it. I think I light a candle. Maybe too many glasses of wine, if I'm being honest. At the Wine Caterers is my other startup. But how do you guys truly, deeply relax, right? How do you take that mind out of go mode and get it done? And where's the money? And how do I do this? Where do you go to relax? I would love to know. Where do you take yourself? Meditate? I've been doing some of those at night, guided meditations, and they work. I'd love to hear from you guys. Because we do need to refuel, and we do need recharge, and we do have to have balance, because I want to come out and be better for you, better for people, better for myself, right? So I think having that balance, I always say balance, it's always on my to-do list at the top of the year and one of my goals to manifest. But I wonder how you guys do it. I'd love to hear. I think one of my friends said, go take a walk on the beach. I live right here and the beach is right here and I don't go as much as I should go. So as entrepreneurs, I want to leave you guys with this thought. Since I don't think our guest is here, I want to send all my guests that were scheduled and who did show up, a warm, happy Memorial Day. I do understand we're a Sunday at 4:00. I do understand it's a weekend. I do understand it's a holiday. And I want to send you guys lots of success, entrepreneurial dust for the week. That's my new thing. I'm sending you prosperity dust and entrepreneurship dust and a lot of love and peace in your mind, in your hearts, in your body, in your soul. I hope that you start up something magical this week. Finish something magical this week. Get all the money you need and more. I hope that you're able to bless everyone around you and yourself. I'm sending everyone good entrepreneur karma this week, including myself. And next week will be great. I'm just looking at the schedule here. And if for those that didn't make it, I think one of them was under the weather. I want to send that person lots of healing and prosperity and wellness this coming week. And we will reschedule you, and we cannot wait to meet you. Shout out again to Sam here at LA Talk Radio. And I think is it Taurus season or Gemini season? Shout out to the Tauruses and the Geminis. Happy birthday to everybody celebrating their birthday this month. We're almost out of here of May. We'll be in June. I cannot leave us off June. Excited for that. Excited for the Cameron Boyce Foundation. If you are a startup brand, service, product, and you would like to integrate, if your brand demands celebrity attention and you want to get in and lean into that circle, I can help you there. You guys can email me, thestartupwithmoniquelerae@gmail.com. Follow, like, and share at LA Talk Radio, at The Startup with Monique LeRae, or you can look at my personal page. But my personal page is personal, and I do personal things on there. I mix it up with business, but that's a different part of me, and I keep different boxes separate. So if you go on my page and you see personal stuff, that's what it is. If you go on my business page, you'll see business stuff. I do believe in having a life. So you might, there might be a bathing suit shot. There might be. I'm still a person, and I keep a healthy perspective about that, and I give myself permission to do that as well. I hope you do as well. Guys, it is, the sun is coming out. I think I'm the only person in a sweatshirt for some reason here at the beach. Again, thank you so much, Sonder, Laguna Beach, a great place to stay, as well as La Casa del Camino. They're still a friend of mine. Thank you so much for your support and all that you do. Oh, a shout out to, of course, shout out to Marina at Iron Lace Jewelry. Thank you for your support of the channel. What will you start today? Be good to yourself. Find that balance. And I will see you next Sunday. Ciao.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique LeRae, only on LA Talk Radio.